take me back to the beginning of strategic sourcing in government and talk about why it was decided that this was a really important thing that we had to undertake, that the government needed to go in this direction.
Francis, I want to thank you, first of all, for the opportunity to speak on your show. I very much appreciate it. We viewed the government as being in a situation in 2009 where spending was out of control and where we were not investing in the acquisition workforce. And the president and his team were committed to changing both of those. We needed to strengthen the federal acquisition workforce. We needed to rein in spending. And we needed to be sure that when we did spend money, we were spending it wisely. Strategic sourcing was at the center of those efforts.
As you looked at implementing this and getting agencies to buy into it, because this is maybe the cultural part is always the harder of these issues rather than the technical or policy issues. As you tried to get these agencies on board, what resistance did you run into, and what were the steps that you took to get agencies to say, you know what, the light has gone on and we're going to do this?
You are so right when you talk about the cultural resistance. It was and is a real problem. Let me give you one concrete example. A lot of contracting agencies were reluctant to rely on GSA. GSA, unfortunately, as you and many of your listeners know, has a legacy, an image of being viewed as not offering good prices, not offering good services, not being focused on the needs of the user agencies. What we did was we worked closely with GSA, and GSA demonstrated to the agencies concretely that they really were getting them good prices for office supplies, which was our big strategic sourcing initiative, that they really were responsive, that they really were tailoring their efforts to the needs of the actual users across the board in the agencies.
As the agencies have come on board with this, and we have some information about this at federalnewsradio.com, search term Obama impact, and we're rating the strategic sourcing initiative as effective for some reasons that we outlined. But one of the reasons that we highlighted is that agencies, including DHS, Interior, Agriculture, the Air Force, are heavily buying into the strategic sourcing initiative. What do you say to the folks that are still reluctant, I guess, is the term that we'll use?
I think reluctance is the right word. I'll tell you what we said then, and I think it's still true today. What we said was, look at what GSA is offering. Look at the strategic sourcing vehicles. Look at the blanket purchase agreements, the BPAs for office supplies. If you can do better, don't use strategic sourcing. But agency after agency, when they actually ran the data, when they looked at the prices GSA was offering through strategic sourcing, when they compared what they were paying, they said, you know what? We'll use the strategic sourcing vehicles. We didn't force it down anybody's throat. We didn't make it mandatory, but we got buy-in in agency after agency after agency.
Does it only come down to the numbers, though, Dan? I mean, is that the only thing on which the agency should base its decision?
Well, there are two axes, if you will. One is, are the prices better? And two is this actually going to save you time and effort? One of the problems we have is we've got agencies that are spending time on contracting, time that they don't have because they don't have enough staff. They're spending time on contracting when there's already an interagency vehicle out there, whether it's a schedule or some other another contract like a GWAC, a government-wide acquisition contract. We need to reduce that duplication to save the agency's time. So it's not just better prices, it's also saving them effort.
As the agencies come on board with this and as this spreads, you mentioned the office supplies BPA, as we see more of these, what's the next step beyond strategic sourcing, do you think, Dan? Is there something else on the horizon that will become a natural outgrowth of the strategic sourcing initiative, do you think?
Well, I view it as spreading rather than replacing it. The area of IT is an area where I know Steve Van Rokel, the head of eGov, is very focused and is working very closely with my successor, Joe Jordan, to be sure the government buys IT smarter. You just can't spend that much money on hardware, software, and services without thinking and saying, folks, we got to find a way to buy smarter.